On Thursday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, we continue to roll out the hot playoff content featuring an all-square series between the New York Rangers and Carolina Hurricanes. This bad boy is heating up and probably headed to seven. We're breaking it all down, including the Calgary Flames on the brink, Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers doing what they do best against their biggest rival. Everything you need to know on today's episode. Let's ride.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You heard the music, everybody, and you know what time it is. Welcome back inside the Fantasy Hockey Lab. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Mr. Steel Roden and your boy Big Flip Livingstone. We are continuing to push through the second round, Steel. Lots of action every night. And when I mean lots, I mean intensifying, because the games are obviously ratcheting down in number, but up in intensity. New York Rangers, Carolina Hurricanes, all square at two. Edmonton, Calgary. Calgary on the brink. Edmonton up 3-1. Steel, realistically, either way that you take a look at these series, there is a lot to talk about. Why don't we start off with the New York Rangers, Carolina Hurricanes, getting a little nasty in this series. Things are tightening up. I've mentioned to you that I think the tougher matchup for the Tampa Bay Lightning might be the New York Rangers. I'm unsure what you think about that, but either way, you break this one down, Steel, you can't help but feel that these New York Rangers are really starting to turn the tide here. Let's hear what you have to say about it.
Yeah, for me, game three and game four were just complete dominant from the New York Rangers. I thought throughout the entire lineup, everybody stepped up in a big way. You know, you're getting production out of Frank Vetrano, Andrew Copp, Tyler Mott, guys who are not even, you know, getting on the scoreboard are showing up and, you know, bringing some energy into the building. Ryan Reeves, Ryan Lindgren on the back end. So a lot of guys are getting into the game right now and making a big difference, even if they're not on the score sheet. And they've showed up. They showed up big time at home. And I hope they can continue it into game five on the road in Carolina, because I thought for game one and two as well that for the majority of the, you know, I think of all of game one, the New York Rangers played a dominant game. Both those games were very close, a 2-1 and a 2-0 win for the Carolina Hurricanes. But so far in this entire series, both teams have played well. But I think the New York Rangers have played extremely well and have played better throughout four games so far.
There's something to be said too, Steele, and we mentioned it, we alluded to it in the first round, that if Sebastian Aho, Teuvo Teravainen, and these kinds of Svechnikov, these guys weren't going to step up in a big way. Getting through the first round was one thing. Getting by the New York Rangers in the second was going to be a completely different ballgame. And take a look. Last game, one goal is not going to get it done. And I know Igor Shesterkin is one of the best, if not the best goalie in the NHL, but they're not getting it done. And, you know, Aho with an assist, Teravainen one goal. Where is everyone else? Because, you know, we saw the Maple Leafs offensive juggernauts run dry. And if that happens, usually that's the team bowing out, especially when, take a look at the deadline additions for the New York Rangers, man. Props due to GM Chris Drury at the deadline, making some of those more under-the-radar moves. We were maybe unsure if they were going to be enough, and my goodness, Andrew Copp, Frank Vetrano, you mentioned it, really stepping up for the New York Rangers at those key moments. And I would say, Steele, that if you continue to get 2- and 3-point nights from guys like Andrew Copp, and nothing from your big guys on the other side in Carolina, I don't know what you think there, but that to me seems this is a clear winner for the New York Rangers in this series if they can continue to do this.
Yeah, well, I believe you and I both had the Rangers. I have the Rangers in six, and I still believe that's what the case is going to be like.
Me too.
I think they can continue this momentum on the road. Like I said, I thought they played spectacular on the road in games one and two against Carolina. Yeah. So I think with the momentum they have right now going into game five, they can sneak a win out on the road and take it back and finish it off in game six back at home. I think you're right. The New York Rangers are probably the biggest threat to the Tampa Bay Lightning right now. And I think that the New York Rangers, you know, without the Florida Panthers right now, who I had making it to the finals, I think the New York Rangers are the next team in line.
Yeah, and I would also like to point out that I'm pretty sure after the first game of this series, I said, this is one of those series that you might want to just bet the under in every single game because it has that written all over it. Oh, let me take a quick look, Steele. Under, check, under, check, under, check, and under, check. So I could see that continuing because we know the Carolina Hurricanes got here on the strength of how good their defensive game can be. Yeah. And look at what it's done to even a goalie like Antti Raanta. Really propped up his game. But if the offense can't go, Steele, I don't care how good a defense is. Not going up against Igor Shesterkin, who's got the Vezina tucked tight on that mantelpiece. Look, I just leave it at this. There is, it's a 2-2 series. But you can't help but feel that that momentum is really, really starting to shift in the side of the New York Rangers. Game five goes tonight. Game five in Carolina. We know Carolina has been disgustingly good at home in the playoffs. So we will see what happens tonight, Steele. But I think if I'm those Carolina Hurricanes, I'm looking at my big guns down that lineup and really calling on them to do much, much more, especially Sebastian Aho.
Yeah, those guys definitely need to show up because Antti Raanta has made the big time saves. He's kept his team in every single game so far. On the, you know, obviously on the road in this series against the New York Rangers, but he's stepping up big time. I thought this guy would be an X factor in the series, and so far he has been. And I can't say the same for Jakob Markstrom with the Calgary Flames. So I think it's time we head over to the West and talk about the Battle of Alberta because what an absolute. You know, it's just been bad for the Flames, especially Jakob Markstrom for me.
Yes, most definitely. And I think it's clear heading into this series. And let's just give the Edmonton Oilers the credit that they deserve and give Mike Smith the credit that he deserves because he's been the better goalie. And maybe that's not saying too much because of how weak Jakob Markstrom has been. But hey, they have a 2-1, 3-1 series edge. Calgary is on the brink. And the bottom line is Jakob Markstrom has not been good enough. And where are the rest of the Calgary Flames all of a sudden showing no backbone again? And when what's happening on the other side, backbone aplenty, up and down the lineup, guys stepping up for the Edmonton Oilers. And I think, Steele, there's something to be said here because we've mentioned a lot. Playoffs are a different beast. This is another season that starts come springtime, and who can step up and elevate their game? Because all the Edmonton Oilers have heard is from guys like you and I saying, no defense, not good enough in goal. And those were all true things up until about, 6 weeks ago when they started, maybe less, when they just squeaked by the LA Kings because they could have been on the golf course already. So more McDavid magic the other night, another 2 points. He has been an ATM machine if you have been betting the over 1.5 points for Connor McDavid because it's 2, 3, and 4 points every single night. I thought that this series was far from over, but it doesn't look that way, does it?
I still think this can go 7 games. I'm not counting out the Calgary Flames right now. Everyone can agree right now that Markstrom needs to be a whole lot better for the Flames heading forward in the next next three to four games. He hasn't been good, but you know, at the same time, like Calgary fought hard in game four to come back and tie the game up. Mm-hmm. And then you let Edmonton come right back down and just start banging away right in the blue paint and getting a rebound and putting a 4-3 win. Because right before that, Mike Smith let in an absolute terrible goal, 132 feet away from his net. And the game was tied and the momentum was shifting in Calgary's favor, but again, Markstrom wasn't good enough. He let a goal in 21 seconds into the game. He's been the problem so far for the Calgary Flames, and I don't think anyone saw this coming.
I'm going to be honest and say we for sure didn't. I would also got to say the Edmonton Oilers are averaging 4.27 goals per game in the playoff steal. That's an impressive number. And the fact that that might be the number that I thought the Calgary Flames were putting up. You know what I'm saying? After the moves that they made and the stretch run that they had, I don't know what it is about this Flames team, Steele. They just seem to, I don't know. They smell the poo-poo in the drawers early and they start to play like the opposite way. You've made a great point that this series could still go 7 games for sure, especially when you see Mike Smith still doing Mike Smith things and letting in those kinds of goals. even more of a testament to how good the forward group has been in ahead of him. But hey, lots more to talk about, lots more to get into. DFS targets, we have a couple of big time bets. We got the Oilers, Flames, Rangers, Hurricanes going tonight. Make sure you tap in around the break, but make sure you tap into Built Bar Granola Bars. They are here, baby, in three unbelievable flavors: chocolate peanut butter, chocolate coconut, and white chocolate berry. Want to try all three? Hit up the mix box right now at built.com. There are so many different flavors and different types, from the bars to the puffs. Built granola bars are loaded with granola. It's the perfect combination of crunch and chewiness. Steel, hang with me, brother. It's dinner time, and I know we're both hungry, but trust me when I say these bad boys are delicious and healthy. 15 grams of protein and only 4 grams of sugar. Built granola bars will change your world. They have cracked the code to better granola over at Built, and it is the perfect healthy snack before you hit the road or the gym. Made with collagen protein to make sure your body absorbs all the nutritional benefits efficiently. Go to built.com for the granola bars now and make sure you check out all those delicious flavors, and I'll let you know what they are one more time. Chocolate peanut butter, chocolate coconut, white chocolate berry. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order.
Thanks for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast and for today's podcast. Flip, let's get over to DFS selections for Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, two games on the schedule, Calgary Flames and Edmonton Oilers. The Flames, do or die game for them as they're down 3-1 in that series. And the Rangers and Hurricanes are tied at 2 apiece, heading back to Carolina for game 5.
Yep.
You know, we just got done discussing game 4s for both of those teams. I don't think the Calgary Flames are just out of it yet. I think Markstrom has been the problem. He definitely needs to step up his game heading into game 5. And if I could give him any advice, if he wants to listen, is just stay in your net. Maybe don't go behind when you don't have to, but good, that's advice. Just me. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully Mike Smith can stay in his net as well too. He's a great puck handler, but he at times has coughed it up, yeah, you know, at significant points in the game. So maybe both the goalies should just stay in the net. But that's not the game I'm actually looking at for DFS selections. I'm looking towards the Rangers and the Hurricanes game. And like you said, yes, you know, it has been an under every single game. But I think the Rangers have the momentum, and yeah, they played well on the road against the Hurricanes so far in this series. So I'm going with the Rangers players for most of my DFS selections. Andrew Kopp, Frank Vetrano, Alexi Lafreniere, Adam Fox, and Artemi Panarin are the big names I'm looking at right now, because all five of those guys have really stepped up in big ways, especially those bottom six forwards that are getting on the score sheet and helping their team win the games right now. So I'm looking at those guys. You know, obviously Panarin and Adam Fox, they're going to be above $7,000. They're going to the pristine guys on the Rangers. Mm-hmm. Alexi Lafreniere, Vetrano, and Andrew Kopp, those guys I'm looking at anywhere between 3,000 and 5,000, just because they're on the, you know, sometimes they're in the bottom six, they don't get as much minutes, but they are still producing. So it really may vary from $3,000 to $5,000, but I would look towards the Edmonton Oilers and Flames game, obviously, to fill out the rest of your roster.
I would say this too, Steele, because just looking at this lineup for the New York Rangers, Andrew Kopp has been slotted up that lineup because of how good he's been playing. He's playing with Ryan Strome and Artemi Panarin more and more these days. We talked a little bit about that Filip Hedl line. That's been moved around a bit. But I do also want to show a little bit of love to a guy that you didn't mention, in Mika Zibanejad, who's come on strong in the last two games, really answering the bell for a team that I think, you know, he is the leader, in my opinion, in that dressing room. And I really do think he is the straw that stirs the drink there. And when he goes, this team is hard to beat. Case in point, the last two games, goal and an assist in the previous game, big time goal the night before. He's eating big minutes. To me, the success of this team, obviously you can say Shesterkin, you can say the blue line. To me, it runs through Mika Zibanejad. And I expect a big game from him tonight. I am going to say Mika Zibanejad would be my top DFS target. You're going to pay a premium for him. But I really do expect the Rangers to flex their muscle in this game and to turn the tide of the series officially. For me, that all points in the direction of a big-time game for Mika Zibanejad. And maybe I'll be taking a look there for my lock of the night as well. So stay tuned for big-time bets.
Well, I can't believe I actually just forgot about Mika Zibanejad. But yes, okay. His name definitely has to be in the hat for DFS selections. Definitely at the top. You might be able to get all three, but it's definitely going to be hard to fill out the rest of your roster if you go with Adam Fox, Panarin, and Zibanejad. I would just, kind of pick two out of the three, whichever two out of those three you want. But Zibanejad has definitely been red hot lately, and he is the leader on this team. He's leading their team in the right direction, hopefully into the conference finals against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And we'll see what happens. This series has a lot of hockey left, and, there's a lot of hockey left in this series.
I think so. I do think that this is the Rangers series now to lose. That might be a bold statement given it is draw all square and the defensive quality of the Carolina Hurricanes. Also, the other night on TV, Kevin Weeks was talking about Freddie Anderson starting to practice and train on ice. Still sounds like he's probably a week away, and that might be kind of like on the good side of things. So this is going to be Antti Raanta's series to win. Don't know if he even, like, let's say this goes to seven games. I still think you got to ride with Raanta. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, this is his series for the remainder of the playoffs. I even think if they do win this series and are facing off the Tampa Bay Lightning, maybe even potentially start him if Freddie Anderson is ready, because he's been playing and he's been red hot for the last 2.5 weeks. So I think just keep riding him if the Carolina Hurricanes are able to win this series, but there is a lot of hockey to be made. I think you are right. I am with you that this is the Rangers series to lose, but there is a lot of hockey left. And, we are going to get to big time bets very, very soon, but where you should place those bets is betonline.net. They are the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sport wagering information, from live betting to the playoffs to esports and many, many more. So head to the website today or use the mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube, which we are almost at 100 subscribers. So please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform. And thank you so much for all the love and support and for tuning in for today's episode with Big Flip and myself, Steel Roden. And let's get over to big time bets, the lock of the night, Flip. I'll throw it over to you to start us off.
Thank you, sir. And before I kick it off with the lock, I wanted to just throw a little cherry on the top of our DFS selections quickly, because if you're not hammering what we mentioned previously, the second line on the Edmonton Oilers is where I'd be looking. Zach Hyman, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, even Jesse Puljujarvi, who hasn't been on the score sheet as much. We're talking about some cheaper options here. Zach Hyman, it might not be one of those. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins either, but both of those guys are contributing at will. And just by association in the top six right now, throw in Jesse Puljujarvi to fill out your lineup. I don't think you can go wrong there. But Steele, my lock of the night, and I have another pick as well. I got two picks tonight. They're both from the Rangers-Hurricanes game. We seem to be talking them up, and I'm going to stay right there. My second pick of the night is Mika Zibanejad. Any time point, that odd is going to be low because he is going to be in the mix. I don't care. That's free money in my opinion, because I'm also going to parlay that with my lock of the night. I'm going to separate bet these and I'm going to parlay them. That's how confident I'm feeling. My lock of the night, give me the Rangers on the money line. This is an opportunity this Rangers team hasn't had in a long time. We mentioned how they really had let down over the previous couple seasons of expectations, especially last season. There is an opportunity for this franchise to reestablish itself as a winner. And I don't mean a Stanley Cup winner. I just mean in the mix of the elite teams in the league. And I really do expect a Shesterkin stand on his head performance. The top six going to roll. You mentioned the blue line and Adam Fox. I think this is shaping up to just be one of those perfect setups for the New York Rangers, even though it is on the road still. Opportunity abound. Give me Mika Zibanejad anytime point and my lock of the night, Rangers on the money line. Betting them separate, and I'm betting them on a parlay. So let's get it.
I might have to do the same thing because that's exactly where I'm heading to, and that's again, yes, we're on the same page here. My lock of the night as well are the Rangers on the money line against the Hurricanes. A, because I think the odds are going to be great because the Hurricanes are 6-0 at home so far. Yep. So because they're undefeated right now, I think the odds are going to be great, and you know, for the to pick the Rangers here, you can make a little bit of money on the Rangers. And like Flip and I have said so far throughout this entire podcast, I think they just carry that momentum on the road. They've played really well in games 1 and 2, like I mentioned before. So I think they just have the momentum heading on the road back to Carolina. And if Shesterkin and some of their, you know, depth guys can continue playing the way they're playing right now, there's no way if they continue playing the way they're playing right now, the Rangers take the win in for game 5 on the road.
Hey, and special teams could be that difference. You know, the Carolina Hurricanes have not been able to really get much of anything going on the power play. These are the moments in the playoffs that you have to capitalize. I hate to keep bringing up the Toronto Maple Leafs, but missed opportunities on the power play are what cost teams come postseason. You cannot pass up these chances on the man advantage to not bury, and the Carolina Hurricanes are passing these up. The New York Rangers haven't been that much better, but this is springtime hockey, baby. We're talking about razor-thin margins. That's where we're at. I'm all fired up for this Rangers game, Steele. I might have to dial it back because this weekend was a good one. Shout out Justin Thomas. But we will see what happens.
Hey, that's also what happened with the Florida Panthers in their series against the Lightning. They just did not do anything on the power play. And so what you just said is very factual. If you're not getting anything done on the power play, there's not really any chance you have of winning a playoff series. But again, a lot of hockey left. The Rangers have the momentum. Let's see what might happen. But just to reiterate, both Flip and I have the Rangers on the money line for our lock of the night. Pencil it in, lock it in, put your money down, get some money back. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Now you have to make your second listen, Locked On NHL, from the first round matchups to each Stanley Cup kiss. Locked On NHL covers the playoffs like no other. Hear the latest news, opinions from local experts every Monday through Friday. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this podcast right here. So again, if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you won't have to do it again, and you won't have to listen to me repeat ourselves every single episode. So just please hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate it so much. And thank you again so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.